In this guided meditation, we're going to explore and play with the idea of mindfulness meditation. And just begin to allow your body to relax a little bit more. And if you haven't already done so, then you can close your eyes and start to become more gently aware of what it's like to be on the inside. And mindfulness is just a word. And mindfulness as an approach or a way of noticing is something you already have. And because it's something you already have, then there's nothing you need to do other than simply enjoy being in this particular place, at this particular time. So as you breathe in, enjoy breathing in. And as you breathe out, enjoy letting go. And we can begin to understand more of what you already have and what mindfulness is as an approach by understanding the different parts of the mindfulness philosophy. Then you can understand in a new way, because mindfulness is about being intentionally aware. And so that means choosing to give your attention. And so as you notice each word you hear, and as I pause on the outside, then you can also give more attention to simply being present on the inside. And noticing whatever's there, including your body, how you feel, and any thoughts. Choosing to be aware means to observe. And as you observe, for example, notice any thoughts that you have now. Then maybe you'll notice that the nature of the mind can be to judge and compare whatever you're experiencing. So, for example, if I ask you to remember a time you meditated in the past and compare that time to now, then you're demonstrating to yourself how your mind can compare, which is judging, and also how your attention can be in the past or now. And this introduces two more parts to being mindful. So as well as being intentionally aware, for example, noticing the space between each word, then you can also choose to be non-judgmental. And so, whatever you're noticing, simply observe, accept, and then let it go. And being non-judgmental is a second part. And so, as we are intentionally aware, and as we practice being non-judgmental of what we notice, then we can practice also the third part of mindfulness. And the third part of mindfulness is being in the now, in the moment. And so as you breathe in and as you let go, then you can allow your awareness, that intentional awareness, to be here now. Because earlier when I asked you to remember a time in the past, you demonstrated how your mind can be in the past. And if I ask you to think about what you might do tomorrow, then that demonstrates how your mind can be in the future. And so the third part of mindfulness is being here, now. Not in the past or in the future. And so, as you breathe in and as you breathe out, then you can become even more intentionally aware and simply accept whatever you're aware of as you sit in this moment and just be. And any time you notice a thought, or any time you find yourself drifting into the past or thinking about the future, then you can simply bring your awareness back into the moment, accepting where you were, letting go to being now. Bring your awareness back into the moment. And as you think about the qualities of intentional awareness, non-judgmentalism, and being in the moment, then you can notice how behind each of those is one simple principle. Love. Because love gives its full attention. Nothing is left out of love. Everything is included. It is the ultimate awareness. Love does not judge. It simply accepts. And so it is non-judgmental. In love, there is only now, because all time and everything are already included. And so mindfulness is an approach to loving yourself, loving the stillness on the inside, and to just being love. And as you breathe in, and as you let go, you can allow that loving mindfulness to expand, to include your body, your hands and your feet, any thoughts that are there, and the breath as you breathe in and let go, so that in the next few moments, you can gently open your eyes and just be mindful of the moment you're in. Now.